the God with skin on. About 4 years ago, I did this at the Lenten service during the time of Lent. And it reminds us of who God is in our life. It says a young mother went and tucked her little girl into bed one night, and she told her to have sweet dreams, and she proceeded to exit the room, turning off the lights as she left. And the little girl asked her mama to stay with her until she fell asleep, that she wasn't sure about sleeping by herself this particular night. So her mama tried to reassure her that everything was all right and told her daughter that she would leave the door cracked. But the little girl insisted that her mama stay with her. Mama said, "Honey, everything is fine. And don't forget that God is with you." Then the little girl replied. She says, "But Mommy, tonight I need a God with skin on." Isn't this what we all need? A God with skin on? Jesus was the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob with skin on. Emmanuel, God with us. Living in a little dusty town called Nazareth, he grew into adulthood and shared every facet of human life. One facet was troublesome to the disciples and his followers, namely that Jesus was crucified. Jesus spoke about it. Jesus talked about it. And then, of course, the disciples lived after the fact that Jesus was crucified. He was the God with skin on, and he died a human death. The truth has been a thorn in theological side of people ever since that day. You see, the kind of language is illogical. God cannot die. This language is an idle tale for some. Furthermore, it is crazy to claim that God died. This language is a roadblock on the road of faith, one that we cannot get around. If on faith, though, we accept the resurrection. You see, but for those who are on a salvation journey with God, the language to the cross is the language of human struggle and pain, and we can all associate it with the truth, and we can believe it and live there. You see, we suffer and die every day for all sorts of reasons. The Gospels today portray the good news that God put skin on so that you and I might be saved. God took it upon God's self to journey with you and I, traveling with us daily and making that chasm that is between God and all humanity a little bit closer in the person of Jesus the Christ. And what does it get Jesus? What does it get Jesus? It gets him the cross. It gets him death. Perhaps the reason some Christian traditions use plain cross and not a crucifix is that the picture of a human being hanging on a cross is just too much for you and I to bear. It says, we are not ashamed of an empty cross. It didn't appear to be all that foolish. Just two pieces of wood that intersect to form a cross. We adorn it all the time by coloring it gold. We add jewels to it. We want it to shine. We want it to be pretty. We want it to be different. So we have attempted to reduce its stumbling block character. It doesn't look so foolish if it looks cultured. But no matter how hard we try to explain it away, no matter how much we adorn it, no matter if we make it the centerpiece of our faith, we Christians cannot avoid addressing the most mysterious aspect of the Gospels is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You see, it's ugly, it's insane, it's unjust, and it's embarrassing. You see, the God with skin on was murdered. The God with skin on hung on a cross, crucified. It makes no sense. It's offensive. It's unbelievable. Yet, however absurd it might be, the crucifixion is God's gift of good news to you and I. The crucifixion is God's gift of good news to you and I. The crucifixion is the centerpiece, the very core of the good news. Without it, Without that cross, without it at all, there is no good news. Without the cross, the Christian faith is but an empty message. Without the cross, there is no resurrection. You see, the cross of Jesus Christ is the power and wisdom of God incarnated for the sake of all people. Out of injustice comes justice for the whole world. Out of turmoil comes peace for all. Only a God with skin on could have done this. And His name is Jesus, the Crucified. This God puts skin on every day when you and I live, when we suffer, and even when we die. This God with skin on is there because He is there with us who need Him. When we need a God with skin on, God is always there. Let us pray. Lord, for Your words this day, we thank You for allowing us to be the church in the midst of the turmoil of the world that we live in. Allow us to be that voice of hope in the midst of an injustice. Allow us to see that Jesus died for our sins. Let us see that He suffered. He bled in agony for you and I. Let us remember that. Let us see that. Let us know that. Not only this day, but every day. Remind us of the goodness that is in that cross. But also let us not forget the pain that is there. Because the cross made the difference. If it wasn't for the cross, where would I be? So Lord, we just ask this day that You remind us of You put things in our path along the way, that we are able to go through and journey on and make our way, because the way of the cross leads home. Amen.